Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Animation Addicts Podcast with the Rotoscopers, episode 242, The Best Disney Dates in Movies, Ranked. Welcome to the Animation Addicts Podcast with the Rotoscopers, the number one place to get your animation fix with animation addicts just like you. Each episode, we dive into the wonderful world of animation featuring Disney, DreamWorks, Pixar, and everything in between. From hilarious discussions and movie reviews to interviews with industry insiders, this show's mission is to brighten your day through our love of animation. So hop on your nerdy couch, grab some snacks, and get ready to hang out with your animation besties, because it's time to dive into today's episode.
Hey there, animation addicts. I'm your host, Morgan Stradling.
And I'm Chelsea Robson.
Chelsea, let's start this off juicy. What is your worst date you have ever been on?
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. I think the worst date that I have ever been on is still the one that you and I took together. We went on a double date, and this was probably, in our early 20s, I would say. And it was a blind double date. Somebody wanted to set you up with someone, but you didn't want to go alone. And so the person had to find a date for me as well, because that's how we roll. Then we go on this date. We're going to, you had said that you wanted to go to a football game. And so we went to the ASU football game. But because of parking, we parked like super far away. And you and I had eaten earlier in the day, but it had been a while. And we had to walk, and I was wearing like not walking shoes. So we had to walk a mile in not walking shoes. Then we get to the actual game. We're sitting up there, and the guys ended up, they're brothers, and they ended up sitting next to each other, and you and I on their wings. And the entire time, they didn't talk to us at all. Like, they just talked to each other the entire time. And it was you and I on the opposite, and we're just kind of like waving at each other like, hey. And then afterward, we walk the trek back to the car and a mile away, and we're hungry. And they're like, well, I mean, we're right next to Taco Bell, so we can go there. So we go into Taco Bell, like, okay. And then they make us pay for ourselves. And I'm like, oh, God.
It's not that expensive. Come on, guys.
It's Taco Bell. So, yeah. That's probably one of the worst dates I've ever been on.
Yeah, you know what? Even though I was on that date and it was horrible, I still have one worse than that. Oh, no. Unfortunately, I always say yes to a first date because you never know. And there was a guy who wanted to go on a date, and I was like, cool. And he started telling me all these different plans that he had for the date. And I was like, you know, just so you know, I'm not really a fan of like mega dates or marathon dates, as I call them. And so, you know, if we could just keep it short, just do one thing, I'd prefer that, you know, because in my mind, even if there's a little spark, a little ember there, it will be completely smothered and put out by the end of a 10-hour date. I don't know why some guys just don't understand this. They think they're just like, I'm so excited to hang out with her. We must do it forever. Like, oh, it was, and there was never an ember or a spark here. So again, I'm going into this saying yes, just to be nice. And so he proceeds to, you know, it's like a group date with other people, which is great, but it's all people you don't know, or I don't know. They're all his friends, you know, and I'm an introvert. So it's hard to meet new people as is and kind of initiate those conversations and like those connections, you know, when everyone already has that established. So we go to Pizza Mart and we have some delicious pizza. Not really, but it's Pizza Mart. and then afterwards we go to Skateland, which is just an indoor skating rink, right? Nothing too crazy.
Which on its own, I would say that those two together is sufficient.
Perfect date from there. Like, we're done. Usually like a dinner and an activity. Yeah. Awesome. Let's call it good. But then through, you know, the course of these few hours, people were talking about these old 80s movies. And there was a certain one called War Games that they really were very nostalgic for and wanted to watch. And so then the date proceeds to going to Walmart to buy the movie. And I try to say, like, I'm not really interested in watching this. Like, I'm kind of ready to go home. But again, I didn't drive. And so I didn't want to be rude. And so, you know, we go. They buy the double feature of War Games with some other 80s movie in a similar vein.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so then they go to someone's house on the other side of town.
What time was this?
Like, by this point, it's like 9.
Okay.
O'clock.
Okay.
And 9, maybe 10. So we go and then we watch the whole movie. And at the end of it, they're like, let's watch the other one.
No.
I'm like, no, 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 no. Please stop. Please stop. Abort, abort, abort. And I was able to get him to take me home after that. But they wanted to keep doing like more things, more and more and more. And I'm like, more does not equal better. Please stop.
Please stop. So, stop.
That's that.
So Morgan's not a fan of the marathon date. I mean,
No.
I feel like I have done a good share of marathon dates. I can definitely see the wisdom in avoiding those, especially at the very beginning. Later on, I mean, marathon it up, because you got to know if you can actually stand the person for more than like 3 hours at a time. But
right,
for the very beginning, definitely I see that.
So now let's talk about Disney dates, because I was listening to A Whole New World, classic song. And I was like, you know what? This is kind of like a date. It totally is a date. It ends. He picks her up. They go on an adventure, you know, an activity, if you will. They go do some things, have some fun time, go to China, clearly watch some fireworks, come back. And then there's the door scene, which we all know. It's like, is he going to open the door and walk me to my door? Am I just going to walk out? But if he does walk me to the door, like, is it going to be the awkward hug? Am I going to kiss him?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so this is like a total date in my mind. So from there, I was like, you know what? What other dates are there in Disney movies? And so that spawned this nerdy couch discussion. A perfect nerdy couch discussion, if there ever were one, right?
I don't think there could ever be a better one.
Nope. Never, never.
All right. So let's go through some of the best actual dates in a Disney film that, like, take a couple from zero to hero. Let's figure that out.
All right. Let's do it.
Are we going to do this by when they were released? How are we going to do this?
Yeah, let's just do it by, we'll just go down the list from when the movie was released all the way down. Obviously, a lot of these Disney dates are going to come from more of the romantic movies, the prince princess movies. Once, you know, it's going to fit the mold where there actually is a romance. We're not going to shoehorn something if it's like not a romantic couple and call it a date. It's like, if there's some sort of courtship that's trying to happen, we're going to call it a date. But it has to be an actual kind of event. It can't just be like, and then they fell in love. That's not a date. Okay.
Pre-planned, paired off, and paid for. That's my definition of a date. If you're going on that, this is a date.
We're bought and paid for. We're not from the pet shop.
So this is not like, hey, Mulan and Shang are going to go to war and they fall in love in the midst of war. You know, this is like,
yeah,
Aladdin and Jasmine, we're going on a date, you know, type thing. So,
a date.
So, are you ready to go?
I'm ready, baby.
Let's do it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
All right, so we're going to go chronologically through this. So starting with the earlier movies all the way down to the older movies and the more recent movies. And then we're going to go through these and then talk about which ones are the best. So Bambi, obviously, people get Twitter-pated.
Yes.
You know, and then they fall in love at the end and a new prince is born. You know, really this date, this is one of the more loose ones, but it's really just them making eyes with each other. And then okay. their date is walking through the forest together. A very weak sauce date.
It is weak. Not gonna lie about that. It is kind of a but it's more of like a we've been dating for a while kind of a activity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So definitely not a first. Like this is definitely not how you impress somebody on a first date. But maybe somebody likes it. And they just really connect. All right, we'll go with it. Bambi, it worked for you.
So next up is Fantasia, and in this, there's the centaurs, which I've always loved the centaur scene. And, you know, they definitely pair up and then start falling in love. And is it a date? Is it not a date? Not really. But there is courtship that happens. And, you know, but again, kind of a very weak. It's like we get together and we hang out.
Yeah.
Hang out is kind of the lowest form of dating. When you're like, oh, let's just go hang out. Let's go like sit on the couch and do stuff. And that's really kind of what's happening here.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, let's like hang out by the water and just sit and talk. It's better than nothing, but the hanging out is very low on the dating super
definitely
scale.
Not gonna impress me.
So next up is Cinderella.
Okay,
now as we get princes and princesses involved, things start getting good, and especially when there's a ball. Yes, when you have money to do the bachelor super date, you know, in the helicopter, going to the private island. You know, we don't quite have that in Cinderella, but it's literally a ball or a dance. Mm-hmm. So they go to a dance.
Get dressed up.
And they get dressed up. They look good. They pair off.
Yes.
And they dance.
Yeah.
And so they do dance initially, and then they go separately and spend time together, and they walk around. They sing their song, This Is Love, you know, showing that there's this instant spark, instant connection. And I'm assuming they talk to each other, but not really, because he really doesn't know her name. He really doesn't know anything about her. They were probably just making out the whole time.
I mean, man in a uniform. Can't blame her.
Yeah. So if I were to rank that date, it's pretty amazing as far as how grandiose it is.
Yeah.
But the fact it really loses points, the fact that he doesn't get her name. It's just a real... makes it seem a little bit more like a booty call or like a NICMO, you know, a non-committal makeout session.
Yes, yes.
Even though we don't see them making out, but one can imply. So maybe I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Next up is Lady and the Tramp. This is probably, you know, when people think of Disney romance in general, you wouldn't normally think of the animals, but we have the Lady and the Tramp, and they go and they have a nice Italian dinner. I'll give props to Tramp on this one. He knew the place in town to get a private table.
Music.
Delicious food. Music. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they walk around and, you know, go to the park and sit around.
And spend the night together. Now, this is the shady, you know, is this the moment where the puppies around Christmas time are conceived? One can only imagine, because when else would it have happened? I don't know. Well, actually, no, that's like a year later, huh? But again, they spend the night together. That's first date. I don't know about that.
I wouldn't recommend that on a first date. Definitely not something I recommend.
You know, I'd say everything before that is top notch. I would probably rank the Lady and the Tramp date around the same as Cinderella.
Yeah. Okay. 7 out of 10. Yeah.
7, maybe an 8. I don't know. Which would you prefer, the Cinderella date or the Lady and the Tramp date? Which one is higher for you?
If I have the dress, then I love getting dressed up. So I would definitely lean in that direction. But I also
versus just a nice dinner
versus a really nice dinner and kind of walk around the park kind of thing. I do see the value in both of those. Yes. So.
Yeah. OK. Cinderella still wins.
Yeah.
Money. It speaks. All right. So talking about our old episode, our episode that we just did, the Aristocats.
Ah, yes.
You know, they spend some time together. They go to a jazz club, listen to some great live music.
I mean, probably
swing a time.
Extremely high swing-a? On my list. Yes.
What's a swinga?
Oh, God.
So many great quotes.
Yes. What would you give that one?
Like a 5 out of 10. It's just not my scene, I guess. Like, it'd be fun to do, but it, compared to the other ones, it's not as That's great.
Okay.
So then we have the rescuers, and I don't really feel like there was a date moment. It's more like a slowly through series of events we fall in love.
Right.
So I'm going to skip that, but we will come back to Bianca and Bernard a little bit later. So next we have Robin Hood. So great. So many quotes. And this is Robin Hood and Maid Marian, and they finally, you know, get together. And it's more of the walk through the forest, stare at the eyes, put the flower ring on the really weird looking hand sort of date.
Everybody knows.
Everyone knows, right? Like, when it's just like so not cute looking at.
And then, Marian, it looks into her eyes, and the eyes look weird too. Like, it goes back and forth. That, like, this is just weird.
Yeah, so this is more of the walking, like, hangout date. It's not necessarily a hangout, but it's just like a walk and talk sort of date.
Right.
It's okay. I mean, he gives her a gift at the end. They fall, you know, they sing a song, fall in love.
That's also one of those that is like they've known each other for years. They're reconnecting. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily something I'm trying to impress you. It's more like we already have had good times. We're trying to rekindle that. So, okay, we can give it a pass.
Okay, so ranking that, I guess I'd give it, it's more in the jazz club, Aristocats, kind of on that level. It's
Bambi.
It's like a 5 out of 10.
Is this better than the Bambi walk, though?
Yes,
I think it's better than Bambi, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're kind of skipping right ahead. The 80s didn't really have much.
No.
So again, we might be totally missing things. If so, let us know in the comments of this episode, rotoscopers.com/242. Kind of came up with this list on the fly. Now we're going into, you know, more official dating material, which is Little Mermaid.
Ooh.
She finally gets her legs. She can't talk, though. So no worries. We can still do some fun stuff. So this is the adventure through town sightseeing.
Here's the thing. He asks her to go with him. So this is a formal formal date.
Yes.
Pre-planned, paired off, and he's paying, obviously. So this is 100% a date.
Pre-planned, paid for. I like that.
There's sometimes you just don't know. I'm just telling anybody out there, this is how you know.
Yep.
It's more likely a date than not. And even then, it's still like they may not know, which I've been there, but whatever, move on.
So they did just the fun adventure through town. They're just kind of like exploring the city. You know, they have some fun times with, you know, stealing the puppets from the kids' puppet show and and then jumping over the bridge like a crazy woman, you know, and he's like, wow, this girl's got something. And then they end it with the boat ride. And I this is like kind of the equivalent of like a nice dinner to end it. But they just kind of have the boat ride where like, hey, we're just going to go around this little marsh thing and look at each other's eyes. And I'm going to try to talk to you and you're going to shake your head yes or no. And somehow I'm going to figure out your name. It's going to end in a kiss almost.
The thing is, that's not really their fault. I can respect the boat. Like the boat is that next level as opposed to just going to dinner or something. Like, this is something different. This is, I mean, props to Eric. He knows how to plan a date.
I remember when I was a sophomore, I was invited to prom by a senior. And at one of the Hyatts in town, they have gondolas. And so we went to dinner and then we did the gondola ride. So this is kind of like the...
Yeah, exactly.
The modern boat. Yeah. And it was fun, you know. I also had another prom date, too. He lived on a lake in town. And at the end, took me on a boat ride, too. So, man, I see where this is going. This is a thing. This is a thing, okay? So if we're going to rank them, are we going to, like, categorize different dates? There's the adventure through town date. There's the walk and talk date. And the boat ride date.
Yes.
Like the some sort of vehicle ride.
Yeah.
Is for sure.
Yeah. Part of the whole thing.
Cool. Like whether it's horse riding, magic carpet riding, boat riding, carriage riding.
Yeah.
Hanging out in a vehicle is something. Okay. Cool. So I would rate that one. I mean, that's a pretty great date all around.
Yeah.
Okay. So instead of like ranking this like 7 out of 10, 5 or 10, I think we should just do tiers. There's like top tier ultimate date ever.
All right.
Okay. So like ultimate date, that's the top one. And I don't think do you think the Cinderella date fits into that?
I would assume, yeah. I mean.
Okay, so that's for you. Like, okay, so that's in there.
She did have to have like a godmother like to come in and make it happen. So it's kind of up there.
It was very, very extravagant.
Yes.
Once in a lifetime experience, basically. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so there's the ultimate date. That's going to be our top tier. Our next tier is going to be the, you know, it's above and beyond sort of date
Yeah.
where it's not just you're phoning it in. You're not doing
walk and talk through the forest.
You had to put some effort into it. So the extra effort date, I'll call that. That's our next tier.
Okay.
Okay, then we'll have four tiers. So there's no like middle date. It's just like you have to choose. It's either like two positives or two negatives, kind of.
Okay.
Then there's a phone it in date, right? It's your standard stuff. It's your walk and talk date, you know, your movie and dinner date. Just it's nice to go on it, but nothing special. And then our bottom is the date from HE Double Toothpicks, essentially. Like, what did we call ours at the beginning? Like disaster date. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just call it disaster date. Just like, get me out of here. And I think for the most part in these Disney movies, there's no disaster dates.
I would assume not. Okay,
you know what? You know what? There is one. And I'm gonna write it down. I did not think of this, but don't peek ahead.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So there's our tiers. All right. Extra effort date, phone it in date, disaster date. Okay. Okay, so Little Mermaid, the Adventure Through Town sightseeing boat ride, is that like a top tier date for you? I think that's an extra effort date.
Definitely extra effort. Because...
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the Lady and the Tramp Italian dinner, is that... That's not an ultimate date. That's an extra effort
date. That's extra effort, yeah.
Yeah, because he got the special table, mm-hmm. the music. It wasn't just like we showed up and like... Yeah,
right.
Somewhere. Okay. Okay, so our next one, this is no question that this is an ultimate date. This is the magic carpet ride from Aladdin.
Yeah.
You know, he shows up. It's unexpected. It's not pre-planned. It just sort of spontaneously happens. But he does ask her out. And his way of saying that is, do you trust me?
Right, yeah.
You know, translation, will you go on a date with me?
Right.
And he takes her on this extraordinary date, something she's never done before. Like out of this world, once in a lifetime experience. They go to all of these different countries, ends with like a nice, you know, sitting and talking, watching some fireworks, you know, where it's a little bit more of a quiet moment where they can talk, and ends it with just an amazing kiss, you know, where like hottest Disney kiss ever,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and so if I were on this date, like it checks off all the boxes. Everything is great on this. So to me, that's the best of the best.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So going back to Bianca and Bernard, rescuers down under. So this is where he's attempting to propose at the very beginning. Pea soup. It's the fancy rooftop restaurant. So I would think that this one, I mean, anyone can kind of get a reservation at a place like this. I don't want to say it's an extra effort date.
Like, yeah, I don't think it's
just
effort.
It's like a phone it in. Just the fact that it's at a nice place doesn't mean that there's any extra effort or like amazing. Now, if it would have ended in a proposal properly, that could have bumped it up. Obviously, extra effort.
But it would definitely
be a more memorable date.
Yeah, it would definitely go up to extra effort just because it's like that little extra. I mean, you had to buy the rock. But if you're looking, what would have taken this up to an ultimate date? Oh, I mean, the fact is that how he actually proposed was flying on the top of Merahute across Australia. So, I mean, that is the once in a lifetime ultimate date right there, except that it wasn't really pre-planned, paired off, or paid for. So, I mean, he missed out, but, you know, he could have had there. He could have had it. Could have been a contender. Yeah.
So... Now let's go. Okay, I kind of did this a little bit out of order. I said we're going to go chronologically, but for some reason my list is messed up. But Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
Now this is hard to say because it's a montage sequence, which wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We might be coming back to these in future episodes. But the next one is Beauty and the Beast. And it's hard to say because like we said, this is a montage and we're not quite sure the passing of time. There's a few dates that happen here. Mm-hmm. There's the Snowball Fight library date. Uh-huh. Where they also eat their breakfast together. So this is a little different. They start out with breakfast, where they're eating the porridge. And then it goes into the snowball fight, you know, and they're flirting and having a fun time. And she's questioning, why do I feel this way? And it ends with this grand gesture giving the library, you know, going to a very, out of this world place, but it is kind of out of this world. Most people don't have a library like that.
Right.
But it's a grand gift that is bestowed to her.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's dinner. That's date number one. Where would you put that one?
Definitely extra. Well, I don't know. He already had the gift, you know, so it's like, it's not like he got it for her. But yeah, I still
it
kind think
of feels like it feels like extra effort. Like it's cool. Yeah. Okay. And then the other one is kind of like the nighttime version of this. There's also another gift given. It's they have a ball. We're going to dress to the nines. We're going to wear, you know, a tuxedo and a fancy gown.
Right.
Get ready, you know, gets her pampered. He gets pampered. They do dinner.
Yeah.
They do dinner? I don't think they do dinner in this one. They just come down the stairs. Okay, so no dinner, but they go straight to a ball. I'm assuming they're eating at some point in time. They dance. They have a beautiful time. And at the end, he gives her the mirror.
Right, right.
Which is extraordinary.
I would say that.
So where would you rank this one?
I mean, with the dance, you know, and like the mirror is kind of a once in a lifetime. I mean, I would say that that's going to go ultimate, like, because it's
an ultimate date.
It is. Not everybody can give a magic mirror. So,
yeah,
there you go.
Not everyone can give a giant library. That's
no, but as you tall can your go castle, to the library, you know, it's like that's yeah. It just because okay. you happen to have it doesn't mean you're. Yeah.
So next up is Hercules. Love me some it. Hercules. And I think.
Honey, you mean Hercules? Because I'd like to make some sweet music.
And I think this is probably the only one where there's like meta commentary on the date that they had just went on. We don't see this date, but we hear about it. So here's the Hercules quote. He says, wow. What a day. First, the restaurant by the bay, and then that play, that Oedipus thing. Man, I thought I had problems. And then they end it, and they spend some time together with her weak ankles. So in case you don't know, Oedipus, you know, this is a famous play. Oedipus, it was prophesied that he would kill his father and marry his mother. So it, I thought I had problems. You know, which happens. Sometimes you go to a movie or you go to a play and you're just like, what was that? And the fact that you can laugh at it after and still, like, it's a fun memory.
Yeah.
I think that's a good date. It's not a total bomb disaster date because they seem to be enjoying.
He's definitely not phoning it in.
Oh, yeah. No. And, you know, he has his prestige. Yeah. His celebrity status that I'm sure he's able to get into certain places like the restaurant by the bay.
Right, right.
But I just love that quote. I think it was so perfect for this. I think it's an extra effort date.
100% extra effort.
Yeah, because they spend time together. And how does it end? It ends where he has to go save the day.
He's so got
to
go work
very
out.
Abruptly. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to put you through a workout. Oh, yeah.
He played hooky all day. Yes, he played hooky all day. And his coach finds him and it's like, okay, well, I gotta end this. And so she's left alone and kind of thinking about everything that had happened. So yeah, for sure. Extra effort date. I like it.
Now that's also an interesting, because I'm going to say that's almost 100% she probably planned that one. So a little bit off the side, because I just don't see him like putting any type of like forethought into any of this, obviously, because he's playing hooky. And she was like, you want to play hooky with me this afternoon? You know, so she had a plan. Maybe okay. He definitely got her in if they couldn't get in. I mean, granted, she's got a deal with the devil. So she probably could have got in either way. But I would say that this is like a co-date experience where she probably planned this. So good for her.
Okay. I love it. All right. So next up, we have Enchanted. A date. What's a date? I quote that all the time. That's such a good line.
It is.
And so this is after they've kind of, you know, they thought true love's first kiss. We're going to be together forever. Yada, yada, yada. And it doesn't really happen that way. They separate and they have these different experiences. And they come together and they do what they're supposed to do. And really, the spark isn't there. So they go on a date. They walk through the park. They get the hot dog, the cotton candy, you know, typical stuff. And then they're kind of like, is this it? Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say that's like a phone it in date for sure.
Yeah. That's a phone it in.
And hey, this is an example of a date that does. You could still have one of these phenomenal over the top dates. It's like the chemistry is just not there.
Yeah.
It's not working out. They've turned into two separate people at this point. You know, so if this was a phenomenal date, it still could be an ultimate date and doesn't have the outcome you're expecting. We see that all the time on The Bachelor. this is just kind of a phone it in. Like, there was no, it wasn't really pre-planned. It's just like, oh yeah, you and me, a date.
Well, it's not.
And it's, meh. Is it a disaster date?
I mean, in the fact that it ends in.
And that's actually a misnomer. Like, disaster doesn't mean it has to end disastrous, because we have Fantasia in the disaster date. That's just like the hangout.
Yeah.
We need a different name for the disaster date, because it's really not like, it doesn't have to end in flames.
Yeah.
Or it's just like a crappy,
no like, effort
date
kind of thing. But the thing is, like, they do go to a ball as well in Enchanted.
Also, but crappy date.
But then.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah. I mean, they end up switching partners. So that's probably in the disaster side.
You're going to put this in a crappy date enchant. Okay. Okay. You know, that is a crappy date, is when the person's putting attention on someone else.
Yeah.
That's not going to go well. So, okay. I'm changing it from, we're calling it disaster until we can workshop this and get a better name. Disaster / crappy date.
Yeah.
Fantasia was not a disaster date. Like, they were perfectly happy in each other's company, but it was more of like the hangout. That's it.
Yeah.
Enchanted. Yeah. It's just kind of disastrous how it all ends up.
Yeah.
It all works out in the end, but you know.
For the as far different as
that
people.
Date. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, hey, maybe it was a good thing.
There you go.
Okay, so this is where maybe we have another. I stand corrected. I thought we wouldn't have any dates in this category. But in Princess and the Frog, Charlotte goes on a date with who she thinks is the prince.
That's true.
It's a very simple thing. It's just kind of tea. And she is so into him.
Right.
And trying everything. And it's.
She got catfished.
Yes, it's what's his name? Chevalier, not Chevalier.
It's the little
voodoo man.
It's the henchman.
It's
dude.
The voodoo man. His henchman disguised as the prince, and she can tell something's up.
He starts like exploding.
getting like the zits. Like he's turning back into his old self. So yeah, this is okay. This is perfect. It's the catfished date.
Yeah, that's disaster.
And that's unfortunate, because she was really into the prince. I mean, she doesn't care who it is as long as you have a prince in your name.
That's true.
But I think that would be
disaster.
A crappy disaster.
If you're catfished,
sure.
You're disaster. That's a disaster.
Yes, yes.
I mean, okay, it doesn't matter what you do on that.
Yeah, that's an instant KO. You're in the bottom tier. Next up is Tangled. So this is kind of Little Mermaid territory.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, this is the explore the town date, if we were going to put them into those sorts of categories.
Right.
They explore the town. She's never actually been to town, so it's extra awesome for her.
Right.
So that would be like an exceptional experience, but it, you know, with each passing time you do it, it has diminishing returns.
Right.
But it ends with the boat ride with lanterns
on her birthday.
She gets kind of dolled up, you know, like the girls do her hair,
right,
and just introduce her to what a braid is for the first time in her life, and she's like, you know what, I could have been doing this the whole time. She had the time, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
But you know, and it's like these two dates combined, you know, you have the explore the town date and you have the boat ride vehicle adventure date, but we have lanterns, and not only just lanterns. They got the best seat in the house.
That's true.
For the lanterns.
That's true.
I think this is an ultimate date.
Yeah. I mean, and it's also the first time this has ever happened. You know, so this is a once mm-hmm. in a lifetime over the top. Although I will say, though, that he didn't really know. Well, they did know it was going to happen, but it's not necessarily something that he himself did or like put in motion. But I still put it in the ultimate date, once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. And then next up is Frozen. So this is just the typical ball.
Yeah.
You know, they catch eyes, they meet at the ball, they spend a whole bunch of time at the ball, laughing, talking, eating chocolate, doing fun things, talking about sandwiches, finishing each other's sandwiches. And then it ends in basically a proposal.
Right.
Which that in itself kind of takes it to the next level.
Yeah. This
whirlwind romance. So I'm kind of, is it a phone and end date versus an extra effort? I think the fact that it ends in a proposal kind of maybe is the extra effort, but it is kind of a, where's the ring? Phoning in.
Yeah.
The the proposal in that way, because we all know his intentions.
Right, exactly.
He was just going to say yes to whatever. Like, you love sandwiches, I love sandwiches.
Right.
You love this, I love this. We're perfect together. We're perfect synchronization.
I mean, he's an opportunist. He was just faking he's it. Opportunist for sure. So it's like, you know, is that a phone it in? Because you're just going to take advantage of every opportunity that comes in. Or are you going to say that this is extra effort? I'm going to, or is that extra? That's probably extra
well,
effort.
Well, we also have to say, we have to take into account the end of the date where it's destroyed by a family member's crazy outrage.
That's true.
Does that really put a damper on the date? I mean, they introduce, hey, we're engaged to the sister, and then it just goes completely downhill from there. I think that alone,
yeah,
like it starts as like an extra effort date and it ends in the disastrous category.
That's true.
So I think by that alone, maybe it just falls into the phone it in date
because right, it's somewhere of in the middle
averages out.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We can go with that.
Okay. So going into Frozen 2, there's not really like a lot of dating. Anna and Elsa are doing their thing, and Kristoff's kind of like always trying to catch up, it seems, yeah, with them. However, there is a moment which you could consider like kind of a group date. Elsa doesn't have a date, and Olaf, I don't know what he's doing, but family game night. Would you consider, I mean, you know, where they're playing charades?
That would definitely be a phone it in date for me.
Mm-hmm.
So
like you're doing something.
Yeah, you've
but it's not disastrous.
It's not disastrous. You're doing something. You definitely didn't put in any extra effort to make this a thing. I think, you know, in deleted scenes, he was trying to do extra effort.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's what we ended up getting was more of a phone it in.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay. And then the last one on the list, I may have missed one, but we have Encanto.
Okay.
So we have the moment where Isabella, she's going to be proposed to,
uh-huh,
and they invite Mariano to dinner because it's supposedly going to happen here. It's like this pre-planned kind of like arranged marriage sort of thing in a way.
Right.
I'm going to call it just loosely a date because it is pre-planned. It's paid for and
paired off,
thought out, paired off. And it doesn't end too well.
No, I would say it ends disastrously and kind of crappy. And the fact that neither of them are really that into it, each other, like for realsies, that puts it in
disaster, crappy date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there you have it, folks. Here is our tier list ranking of the best Disney dates in movies. We have in the ultimate date category, we have Cinderella's Ball, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, and Tangled. In the extra effort date category, we have Lady and the Tramp, Aristocats, Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, and Hercules. In the phone it in date category, we have Bambi, Robin Hood, Rescuers Down Under, Frozen and Frozen 2. Yeah, those dates in Frozen just are... she deserves so much better. And then in the disaster crappy date category, we have Fantasia, Enchanted, Princess and the Frog, and Encanto. This was a lot of fun. I really wanted to do this one as a nerdy couch discussion, and this really is the epitome of a nerdy couch discussion. I loved that we got to do this. For a future nerdy couch discussion, we're going to play off this again, and we're going to take every single movie and say, hey, if you wanted to do a Pinocchio-themed date, here's an idea. Or Dumbo, you know, if something based off of Dumbo, you know, what's this, for example? Yeah. We're going to go to the circus. So on and so forth. So that's for another day. A lot of fun. Let us know your thoughts on the show notes for this episode, rotoscopers.com/242. Do you like our list? Do you completely disagree? Just to wrap it up, I would say the ultimate date out of all of these is Aladdin.
Yeah.
It ends so well. Everything is
sexy
perfect.
Kiss, you know, all good.
Oh, it's of all of the dates. So no wonder A Whole New World takes the top spot for me.
I'll agree.
There we have it, folks.
All right, until next time,
we are
Rotoscopers.
Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy. All right.
Hola.
Hola. You've been listening to the Animation Addicts podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and be sure to leave us a 5-star review. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to help spread the word, be sure to share the podcast with your friends on social media. Just don't forget to tag us at Rotoscopers on Instagram and use the hashtag AnimationAddicts. For all the links and full show notes for this episode, go to rotoscopers.com/podcast. Now, if you still can't get enough for your animation fix, be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and visit rotoscopers.com for more animation news, reviews, and interviews. Thanks.